This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmin Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. Today, I actually have a sort of a special show. I wanted to talk about something that's actually very dear to me. And it's a topic that I hope, inshallah, will touch the lives of other people. And it was sparked by something that I experienced a few months ago. And that is that I met a woman. And for those of you who have been following my page on Facebook and or Twitter, you know about this story. But I met a woman. Her name is Tayyiba Beg. And subhanAllah, meeting this woman has really, really affected me very, very deeply, subhanAllah. This woman has, mashallah, 5 children. And 3 of her children, when they turned around the age of 3, her first child, one day she was, you know, she was at her school, and basically the mother got a call from the teacher and informed the mother, Tayyiba, that her child wasn't speaking anymore. She had stopped talking. She just wasn't talking that day anymore. She was completely normal, and then one day she wasn't talking anymore. So, you know, this was concerning to the teacher. She wasn't sure what was wrong. You know, the mother wasn't sure what was wrong, and she continued to not speak. And so she eventually, you know, she took her to the doctor, and what she ended up finding out from the doctor was that her daughter had a rare genetic disease called MPS. And due to this genetic disease, her daughter would never speak again. And that, in fact, she would little by little lose her ability to walk, to see, to eat, to swallow. And she would little by little lose all of these abilities until she eventually died. And so this woman was being told this about her child. And then her next child, her other daughter, the same thing happened to her. She, you know, started again this pattern. And she found out when she took her to the doctor that she also had that same disease, and the same thing was going to happen to her. And then her third daughter, she has 3 daughters and 2 boys and 2 sons. And she found out yet again, this child also had the same disease. So now she has 3 daughters with MPS. And now this was many years ago. And now the 3 of them are they live in wheelchairs, they and oxygen, and they cannot speak, they cannot walk, they cannot even swallow their own saliva, subhanAllah. And I actually got the honor, the humbling honor of visiting her in her home, and subhanAllah, it was extremely powerful experience, because on the one hand, you see this external situation that is so intense. Basically, the 3 of them, you know, in their wheelchairs, and you know, oxygen tanks around, and the externally, it was a very, very powerful and intense situation. But what really, really moved me was Tayyiba herself, actually. And when you looked at her, she was just, mashallah, just smiling. She was, she is one of the most pleasant and beautiful people to be around. And it was her statement that really, really moved me. And that was, I am, and this is a quote, I am drowning in gratitude. SubhanAllah, it's amazing to me, because we have so much and we're not grateful. But she's drowning in gratitude. And what that really shows you is this is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that no matter what situation you're in, if Allah makes it easy for you, you can smile through it. You can smile through it, subhanAllah. And right now, you know, she was she had a need that I found out about recently, just about days ago in the evening, and that was she had a need for her daughter in a wheelchair because wheels were getting too small and causing bruises on her daughter. So she needed a new wheelchair, and I noticed this. Actually, she hadn't asked me anything about it. I had noticed a post that she had on her Facebook in which they had a contest, and they were trying to. They had a contest. Whoever got the most likes on a picture, the wheelchair company was going to give away a free wheelchair. So I saw that, and I thought, inshallah, you know, we can do this, right? We got this. So we did, and alhamdulillah, you know, subhanallah, the likes went through the roof, and alhamdulillah, she's far ahead of others. And then I realized, as I talked with her more and more, how much of a financial crisis this woman was in. And you would never know it again by just talking to her and seeing the smile on her face and seeing the rida that this woman has. Bismillah, Allah, may Allah increase her, the contentment that she has, that she actually, I found out that her family is very much in debt due to these medical bills, and that the community was not helping her, that she was, you know, she had tried in the past fundraise for surgeries that her daughters needed, and people just did not give, for years, subhanAllah. And, you know, she needed medical beds for them. They were severely in debt. They needed to move to another house, and they couldn't be until they filled their debts. A number of things. And subhanAllah, you know, what happened in the last 24, 48 hours was something very, very inspiring. And that is that when we posted about her situation, subhanAllah, it was absolutely amazing how much the community came together and gave for her, for this cause. And if you, you know, if you look at the page, or the website is there, but subhanAllah, in just one day, we raised, I think we're right now over $33,000, on just one site. And there was, a different one on PayPal, but subhanAllah, it's just, this story, turned out to be such an inspiring story, not just of gratitude and, you know, ease in hardship, but also of the community coming together and really standing as one body, as the Prophet ﷺ said, that the ummah is like one body. And if any part of that body is in pain, the rest of the body comes and acts and, you know, reacts to help that part. And this is exactly, alhamdulillah, what we've witnessed, and inshallah we'll continue to witness. And I ask you to continue to support this cause and to spread it, and you can find the link on my page, and either on Facebook or on Twitter, and to spread this cause, because subhanAllah, this is exactly what it means to be one body, to be one ummah, that when you see some part that's hurting, you feel it as if it's part of your own body. And inshallah, we're going to take a short break here, and when we return, we'll continue on the reflections from this very inspiring story. Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmeen Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. We are talking today about gratitude. We are talking about a personal story that I've experienced, and you know, how much I learned from it, and reflections on that. And inshallah, I hope that this story can be a source of inspiration for other people as well. And there's a number of different lessons that I hope that we can take from it. One of them is that, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, for example, in the Quran, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." And this ayah is one that we hear, you know, we probably heard this ayah since we were children. But this ayah is very often mistranslated. And usually, if you ask a person, what does "Inna ma'al usri yusra" mean? People will say, after hardship comes ease. And this is not what the ayah says. The ayah says, "Inna ma'al usri yusra." And the word "ma'a" means with, not after. It doesn't say "bad." "Bad" in Arabic, "bad" in Arabic is after. But here it says "ma'a." And what that means is that with hardship comes ease with at the same time. And subhanAllah, this is, you know, really a lesson that we can see in our lives and in the universe. Every time we reflect, we can see that any time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives a hardship upon someone, at the same time, He gives them ease at the same time. And, you know, that ease comes in different forms. So what that means is, no matter how hard something is for you, no matter how heavy a trial is, you will always have some ease in that trial. And we don't, you know, and it comes, subhanAllah, from Allah in different forms. So if you think back to whatever time in your life that seemed like it was the absolute hardest time in your life, and you bring that to mind, you know, when you were in it, you may have just focused on the problem itself, and maybe you just felt just the weight of it and you didn't notice the ease. But if you really reflect on it, you will see that there was ease at the same time, that it wasn't entirely bad. So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, gave you financial difficulty at that time, but you were healthy, your children were healthy, you had a health problem. Yes, maybe your health was compromised, but you had your iman, and your iman was strong. So subhanAllah, there's always, you know, in fact, it isn't just one ease, you know, with the hardship, but rather so many, countless. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you tried to count the ni'am, the favors, the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never be able to count them. You would never be able to, because it's so many, you know. And we may have one hardship and have, you know, a million eases, a million blessings. We have our eyesight, we have our hearing, we have the ability to swallow our own saliva. And subhanAllah, this was something that I never even thought about. I mean, who thinks every time they swallow, alhamdulillah, I just swallowed my saliva and I didn't choke on it? Nobody does that, because you don't even think about it. It's just automatic. It's a gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us, and we never thank Him for it, because we don't even notice it. We aren't even exposed to the lack of that gift and what that would be like. And subhanAllah, when you see someone, and this was, again, an eye-opening experience for me, to see a woman whose child cannot swallow their own saliva, and therefore she has to suction it, otherwise they choke on it. And that to me just absolutely blew my mind, because I can swallow my saliva and I never say alhamdulillah for it, because it's just something we take for granted. And there are countless things just like that. So the idea that we have to realize is that inna ma'al usri yusra. Allah never will give you a hardship without also giving you countless eases at the same time. And similarly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never give you a hardship that you cannot bear. Allah says in the last ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, لَا يُكَلِّفُ اللَّهُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, that Allah never puts a burden on a person, on any of us, except what we can bear. So we have to, you know, realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what He's doing, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows exactly what we are able to carry and what we are able to withstand. And He has a perfect order. Never think that whatever it is that you have in your life, it's too much for you. Because if it was really too much for you, you wouldn't have it in your life. Allah only gives you what you can bear, and Allah gives you the ability to bear it. And subhanAllah, sometimes the greatest blessing, the greatest ease, the greatest provision in the time of hardship is that ability to bear it. It is the sabr. It is the patience that He gives along with the hardship in order for you to bear it. And if you're really blessed, it's the rida that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you. The ability, not just, you know, subhanAllah, the ability not just to say, yeah, I'm dealing with it, I'm okay, but to say, I'm drowning in gratitude. And that's a whole different level. And that's what rida is. That's what contentment is. And that's the highest level. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with that type of level, that whenever something hits us, we are able to say, no matter what it is, I am drowning in gratitude. SubhanAllah. This is such an inspirational message, and this is real. This is, you know, subhanAllah, there's There's many stories we have of prophets and peace be upon them all and companions that have, you know, passed away. But this is today. This is now. This is in New Jersey. You know, subhanAllah, this is happening. And this is something that we can all attain, that by the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, no matter what He gives us, we can actually make it something that is good for us. And we can even within that hardship smile. You know, subhanAllah, you think about the Sia and what happened to her, the wife of Fir'aun. And this was one of the four perfect women, as the Prophet told us. And when she was, you know, she had it hard. You know, she was married to the worst human being, right? And the most oppressive. And he used to kill, you know, children, babies, just so that they wouldn't, you know, take over. And yet she was in that hardship, she was being tortured by him and his henchmen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the ability to see her home in Jannah. And it was through that vision of her home in Jannah that she was able to smile. Now imagine that. So you are in the midst of your hardship, in the depth of it, and yet Allah gives you the patience and even the rida, the contentment to be able to smile even in that hardship. That is the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is the nasr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We always think that the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only comes when the hardship is removed. But that's not true. The help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the istiqamah, the ability to be steadfast in the hardship, the ability to have patience in the hardship, and the ability even to have rida and contentment in the hardship. When you think about the people of the ditch, and you think about what happened to them and how they ended up in the woman whose children were thrown into the ditch and were burned. And you know, here we look at the story and we say, man, it's a depressing story. They all ended up dying. They all ended up going into the ditch. Where was the help of Allah? And yet the help of Allah came in the ability of that woman to stay steadfast, that woman was able to stay steadfast on her faith, on her iman, even despite what was going on with her, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave her the aid, the ease, in that her own child said to her, her own child spoke to her and said, have patience, you are on the truth. And so that was where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave His ease and His help, is that He made her able to be steadfast. And this is what we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for, is that in our hardship, it is not the hardship that we really should be afraid of, but we should be afraid that a hardship would hit us and we are not in the refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we should fear. Because if you have shelter, you don't worry about a storm. If you have shelter, you don't worry about rain. If you have food, you don't worry about hunger. But the only time you worry about rain or storms or hunger is when you don't have food or when you don't have shelter. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He always give us that food and that risk of His nearness and of sabr and of rida at the highest level, and of His refuge and His shelter. Inshallah, I'm going to take another short break, and when we return, I'll be hearing from you in the chat box. Assalamu alaikum. This is Yasmin Mujahid, and you're listening to Serenity, streaming live on One Legacy Radio. I want to go ahead and look at the chat box and respond to your comments and your questions. But before I do that, I want to remind you first, you know, about the website and about donating and sharing this cause. This family needs our support, not just now, but regularly, monthly. Inshallah, we hope to set up something to help them monthly. I did post the link in the chat box, as well as on my page, and I also want to remind you about the podcasts for Serenity on One Legacy Radio. It is really important, and I ask you to subscribe to Serenity. We need to support the radio station, and for basically a nominal fee, $9.95, you get access to all the podcasts for an entire year on Serenity. And what that does is, you know, a lot of times people can't necessarily catch it live. And so this gives you access to the podcast anytime. You can download it. You can have it. Listen to it anytime. You can burn it onto CDs, whatever you want to do. But it gives you that unlimited access. And most importantly, it also supports the radio station. And we want to, inshallah, support this effort and inshallah, bless it. So inshallah, I ask you to subscribe. You can go to my page, www.yasminmujahid.com. That's Y-A-S-M-I-N. M-O-G-A-H-E-D.com. And if you go to the bottom of the page, it tells you there's like a link where you say get access now. Go ahead and you can click on that, and it can give you the way to subscribe. Inshallah, you'll get a username and password. And after that, you have access to all the podcasts for a year, inshallah. So just a couple things. One person had suggested, and I want to share the suggestion in the chat box, that every day, just thinking and bringing to mind the things that you are grateful for. In fact, subhanAllah, researchers in psychology and in basically the science of happiness, what they have found is that there's something. The theory holds that basically people have a certain level of happiness and not much changes it in general. So if like a tragic thing happens to you, that level dips for a while, but then you basically go back to your kind of your threshold of happiness, your level. And if something good happens, you know, you win $1 million, you get married, whatever it is, it'll go up for a little bit and then you go back to that same level. That there's kind of like this level of happiness, and it's a little bit, it's not much moves it up or down except very temporarily. And this has been replicated a lot in psychological research. But one thing that they did find among the few things that can actually increase your threshold or your level, your base level of happiness is gratitude. SubhanAllah, that just being grateful, more grateful, can actually just make you an overall happier person. So besides it being a part of your ibadah, a part of your worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to thank Him and to be grateful to Him, it actually is good for you, that it makes you happier. It makes you a happier person and a better person. So it's something that is extremely important that we do regularly, is think about all the things and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all the things that we are grateful for. Not only the things that we have, not only the things that have happened to us, but for the things that have not happened to us. And alhamdulillah, we also have not gotten into a car accident and become paralyzed. We also have not lost all of our belongings. You know, there's a lot of things that have not happened to us that have happened to others. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Him for the things that we have and the things that have happened and the things that have not, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has protected us from. And Allah has protected us from a lot. Alhamdulillah. Lastly, there was the question that what do you do when you have events that are haunting you from your past or a hardship in the context of hardship. And again, you know, the answer that I would give is the answer for everything, isti'ana, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, seek refuge in Allah. Allah is the refuge and the only refuge. When we pray at least 17 times a day, we say, iyyaka na'budu wa iyyaka nasta'in. At least 17 times a day, if we're just praying our five prayers, just those, we say to Allah, you alone do we worship and you alone do we seek help from. And so what we really need to internalize and understand is that Allah is the only refuge. Allahul Musta'an. Allah is the only refuge in every single thing that we face. Whether it's a good or it's bad, or it's easy or it's hard. Allah is the only refuge. So I say seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to cure you, to save you, to make it easy on you, because the only one who can cure us, the only one who can save us, the only one who can make things easy is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And know that nothing is easy except what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made easy. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altahu sahla. Oh Allah, there is nothing that is easy except what you have made easy. And if Allah wills, He can make the hardest thing easy, as we see in the case of Asiya and as we see in the case of Tayyiba Beg. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم إنه غفور رحيم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.